Now, Professor Mary Metcalf is the former head of Wits School Education, previously Gauteng Education MSE, and the former principal at Star Park Town High. Professor, a very good afternoon to you, and welcome to Cape Talk.
Hi, Zane. Thank you very much. I just want to say two things. What you responded to David, I don't think you need me. You're giving the right answers. And secondly, I don't ever had an association with Star School. So okay. The other two I'm happy with. Yeah.
Apologies for that, Professor.
No, that's okay.
Professor, the question has been on the entire afternoon on the show, and there's varying opinions from parents. And I feel for parents because it's so difficult these days where parents have to work, and sometimes both parents have to work. We don't have the fortune of a stay-at-home father or a stay-at-home mom where you can concentrate and focus on homework. So where do we strike the balance here, Professor?
Yeah, so I want to build on what you said because I thought it was very wise. And maybe we must start off with talking about the purposes of homework, and then it might be useful to think about what to do when there's a problem. Okay, so the purposes of homework, I'm sure that callers will add others, but the one critical purpose is the growing sense of independence, taking responsibility to fulfill particular tasks independently. I'm going to come back to that under problems. The point that you made is this is developmentally associated. You certainly would expect a learner in grade 10, 11, and 12 to increasingly take responsibility for a set of tasks. And, of course, it has to be realistic, which is, we'll come back to as well. The second purpose is that there's many skills that need practice. Children are not going to learn to read by spending, 30 minutes to an hour at school every day consciously immersed in reading. The more that they're able to practice a skill like reading, particularly in the foundation phase and in the early years of the intermediate phase, grade 4, 5, 6, the better they're going to become. But that practice can't become something that's resented, that's hated, because it's a pressure. And I think the third purpose, which is where I want to come into problems, is that sometimes work isn't covered at school and teachers are under pressure to keep up with the requirements of what they should be teaching. So they send work home as a supplement to time that they don't have in school. Now that leads me to the question of the problem, because at the moment all learners have suffered learning loss from COVID, and we have to understand that the catch-up from the learning loss from the time out of school isn't a sprint. It's a marathon. It's going to take time. And teachers may be feeling under pressure, but they have to protect the children from the pressure of this enormous need that teachers have to try and get to where they would like to be. So for me, the key here is a conversation between the parent or the parents, if it's more than just a single family, having a talk through with teachers about the challenges. Because when parents are having to now come home from work and start playing not a parenting role in terms of how was school, how was your day, how are your friends, have you had lunch, what are you, but actually carrying on when the learner is exhausted, the parent is exhausted, in a kind of teacher relationship, which is about pushing and perhaps undermining the independence of what the child should be doing on their own, and making it so that reading is not for pleasure, but it's an ordeal. Then something's going wrong, and it can only be fixed by a conversation. Sorry, that was a long answer.
No, my problem is that, and I find myself, as I was explaining earlier on, 157 sums were given in 3 days. Some of it, I must admit, was done in class, but, you break up your class period, which is 35 to 40 minutes, you break it up into, explaining, and then, of course, going into the children doing some of the work in class and then you sending some of the work home. The problem is that very often the homework becomes a battleground between the child and the parent.
If that is happening, then I think that there needs to be reflection with the teacher. Because I'm sure that a teacher believes that they're acting in the best interests of the child, but they need to understand the impact of what may be an excessive amount of homework on the family. And this is something that many schools resolve by having a homework policy, by having a set of, like a framework that's understood between the families and the teachers about what is legitimate to expect. What we have to avoid is a child being caught in between. The child experiencing the pressure of going to school with homework not done, the child expressing the pressure of the tension with their parent when actually what they need maybe is some loving support about other things that happened that day. So we must remove the conversation being mediated through the child and talk directly to the teachers when we think it's unreasonable.
I've tried that particular conversation last week, Professor, and it has been a very unsuccessful conversation. So where do we actually start with us, and where do you sort of draw the line?